This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We're back live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show with your hosts, Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Live on a Friday from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. We are heading closer. You can feel fall in the air, Gabe Ramirez.
I can feel happy hour starting in this
yes,
place.
Yes,
this place is getting packed. We got the people having some drinks here. Looking good. Sluggers looking as good as it always does.
Yeah,
that's
drink
for
up.
Sure.
Drink up before that Cubs game comes your way tonight. Actually, should be a lot of fun in Denver. I've worked in that market. It can get weird. As Cubs fans know, as baseball fans know, it can get weird at the Mile High Stadium there at, Coors Field? Is it still Coors
Field?
There?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Rockies and the Cubs. 7:05, our pregame show gets started. It's a 7:40 first pitch. Hey, coming up at 5 o'clock, really excited about this. Just saw the man of the hour. Chris Emma is here, 610 The Score reporter. We will talk about the Bears. We'll talk more about Micah Parsons, what he makes of that news. Does he think that the Bears would have been willing to make that trade if it were available? For my money, I think every team, maybe in football, would have made that trade as long as they had the salary cap room, and capologists a lot of times can figure it out. I think that this was a deal that the Green Bay Packers or the Micah Parsons agent went ahead and cut. We'll talk more about that with Chris Emma coming up shortly. Mark Sanchez, that was a great interview he did with Rich Eisen. Some of it, so much of it was Bears-related, Bears-centric, and Sanchez laying out how exactly, like, how many people, it was like he had an entourage of how to watch film. They brought in, he didn't say they hired Rich Gannon. It's like they brought in the wolf. Like they brought in a specialist right. to help him understand how to watch film. But
Dragon
it gave
Slayer?
You an idea.
Dragon
yeah,
Slayer,
exactly.
Yeah.
It gave you an idea about how complex, how complicated it can be. And when Caleb says, hey, no one's shown me how to do this, like, that was a real problem. It wasn't Caleb's problem at all.
Go back and wait for the wolf who should become the directly.
Exactly.
That's Rich Gannon with 37 playbooks.
He felt, I mean, obviously when the news came out, there was different mixed opinions, right? Some people were saying, how could you not know how to watch film? You got to, like I mentioned Clay Harbor, he was like, you got to figure that stuff out on your own sometimes if no one's there to help you do that. But the fact of the matter is an organization with a prized possession and a number one pick in Caleb Williams, you should try to do as much as possible to set him up for success. So it was kind of depressing to find out that your number one quarterback, you know, didn't have the tools needed in order to take on that role. So that was tough. What were your initial thoughts
like,
when you heard
Clay Overson figured out? Listen, you know, my wife and I, we did our own flooring one time.
Okay.
Very much DIY.
Very brave.
Yeah. Like we got it done, I guess. but it's not like someone who does it for a living. When someone does it for a living, it's fun to watch them work. Like if you have a contractor or someone, who, you know, whether it's
an
roofing
expert
or whatever it is, an expert, when they come in, you're like, oh, they have a plan. They have all the tools. Oh, they've done this before. Like there is a big difference between working smart and working hard.
Yeah.
And there are only so many hours in the day, and working smart, like we need you to get better on third downs. So this is how we want you to watch this. Or like you telling me that it wouldn't help to have a real expert help you get set for Brian Flores and the Vikings on Monday Night Football?
Someone that's dealt with his defense before? Yeah, anything along those lines?
Yeah.
I remember to your example, I needed a basement window replaced. So I called somebody up. He did it in like 45 minutes. And I thought to myself, well, damn, could I have done that myself?
You could not have.
No, it would have taken 17 days. I would have broke three other windows. But you need that expert there to kind of tell you best practices and how to get it done. And I think to your point, whether it's a Brian Flores-led defense, whether it's making your checkdowns, right, or dumping it off to your checkdowns sooner, getting through your reads and progressions, someone else needs to be there to say, hey, I see you looking downfield and wanting to make that hero throw, but you could have picked up 6 yards and saved yourself a third and short as opposed to a third and 10, a third and 11. And I think that is what we as Bears fans are looking at and saying that's what should have happened for Caleb Williams.
I don't think we appreciate or recognize enough how different quarterbacking in college football, how different it is than in the NFL. And with what a quarterback is asked to do and asked to communicate and asked to recognize. And then, I mean, that's pre-snap. We're not even talking about the game starting yet. And then when you get into the post-snap and the decision-making and when everyone else is moving a lot faster and stronger, we don't take that into consideration. Now, there are times, like if you look at C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, much more of a pro-style offense. Helped him get off to a really, really great start. Not the case at USC. So, you love Tyson Bagent? Great. He should not be the only quarterback in the room with Caleb Williams like he was last year. One of the many signs of problems to come. Hiring Case Keenum, Ben Johnson, a very smart offensive coordinator, now head coach, seemed like a pretty good move.
Yeah, when you're looking at Matt Eberflus bringing in Luke Getsy, and you're saying to yourself, that was your answer. That was your Case Keenum, thinking that you were going to have a guy in Luke Getsy that was a teacher that was going to be able to do that with Caleb Williams. Couldn't be further from the truth. Right, a guy that couldn't communicate well enough. That's what you need when you're talking about watching film. When you're talking about Case Keenum being in there. When Mark Sanchez is talking about Gannon and Brunell being in the room with him, you need guys that can communicate those things well, and that is what was lacking for Caleb Williams. So, again, you have Ben Johnson there, you have Case Keenum, you got Declan Doyle, guys that are going to be able to get him up to speed, and you just hope that now there's no more excuses for a guy like Caleb Williams who has everything at his disposal. I know we said that last year, but that was with Luke Getsy and Matt Eberflus. And now that the coaching situation has been fixed, there aren't many other ways to try to make excuses for your starting quarterback.
Better offseason, Bears or the Packers? It's an obvious answer.
But for you, you're going to say the Packers.
I am absolutely not going to say the
Packers. Oh, okay, good. I'm glad. Okay, then we are in agreement then. Okay.
No. I honestly thought
Micah Parsons.
What's that?
Because of Micah Parsons. I thought you were going to say that's the better offseason.
You can't, in all the sports that we cover, we discuss, no one makes a bigger difference from a coaching standpoint than an NFL head coach, especially if he makes your quarterback better. So as happy, well, I'm not happy for anyone. I'm sad for old Jerry Jones. Man's towards the end there, at least for making decisions. And good for you, you got Micah Parsons. But no, the Bears still had the better offseason.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold tight to that.
And I'm going to be in 100% agreement with you, and that just might be my Bears meatball coming out at me and saying that's exactly what happened.
Well, we can agree on who's more important.
Ben Johnson,
head coach.
Of course.
Or arguably, the league's top three pass rushers.
I'm getting hyped up for week one right now where we're talking about Ben Johnson, right? And Kate. Like, I know we all want the season to start. You mentioned it's 6 days away, but I cannot
wait. A few more days for the Bears.
I know.
Yeah, and it's.
I'll take any football at this point.
It's worth the wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.